Good morning. I'd like to call the opening of the bids meeting to order. The first order of business, letter of notification. Gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the state of Louisiana, from the Advocate, official journal for the state of Louisiana, and from respective carriers' journals as evidence that tract numbers 42905 through 42954 have been advertised in accordance with and under the provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30 of the Revised Statutes of 1950 as amended. There were no letters of protest for today's lease sale, and no tracts will be recommended to be withdrawn, and we will proceed with the opening of the bids.
Good morning. We received one bid on tract 42905, advertised as 1,640.46 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 134.56 acres. The bidder is Castec Energy Partners, L.P. Castec Energy Partners, L.P. The bid is for a five-year primary term with a cash payment of $47,365.12. $47,365.12, or a per-acre value of $352. Annual rentals are $23,682.56. $23,682.56. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 42906. We did receive one bid on track 42907, advertised as 1,286.82 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 43.64 acres. The bidder is Castec Energy Partners, LP. Castec Energy Partners, LP. The bid is for a five-year primary term with a cash payment of $15,361.28. $15,361.28, or a per acre value of $352. Annual rentals are $7,680.64. $7,680.64. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracts, 42908 through 42918. We did receive one bid on track 42919, advertised as 2,489 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 23 acres. The bidder is Harold J. Anderson, Inc. Harold J. Anderson, Inc. The bid is for a five-year primary term with a cash payment of $7,061. $7,061, or a per-acre value of $307. Annual rentals are $3,531. $3,531. Royalties are 22%. We received two bids on track 42920, advertised as 2,500 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 433.05 acres. The bidder is Castec Energy, Inc. Castec Energy, Inc. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $176,251.35. $176,251.35, or a per acre value of $407. Annual rentals are $88,126. $88,126. Royalties are 22%. The second bid on track 42920 is for a portion containing 255 acres. The bidder is Harold J. Anderson, Inc. Harold J. Anderson, Inc. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $78,285. $78,285, or a per acre value of $307. Annual rentals are $39,143. $39,143. Royalties are 22%. We received one bid on track 42921, advertised as 1,352 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 52.27 acres. The bidder is Burwood LP. Burwood LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $11,081.24. $11,081.24, or a per acre value of $212. Annual rentals are $5,540.62. $5,540.62. Royalties are 22%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks: 42922 through 42930. We did receive one bid on track 42931, advertised as 1.95 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Eaglestone Energy Partners, LP. Eaglestone Energy Partners, LP. The bid is for a 1-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,950. $1,950. Royalties are 20%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 42932 or 33. We did receive one bid on track 42934, advertised as 61.47 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Classic Petroleum, Inc. Classic Petroleum, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $46,102.50. $46,102.50, or a per acre value of $750. Annual rentals are $23,051.25. $23,051.25. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 42935 through 42939. We did receive two bids on track 42940, advertised as 1,908 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 24.19 acres. The bidder is Castec Energy Partners, LP. Castec Energy Partners, LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $8,635.83. $8,635.83, or a per acre value of $357. Annual rentals are $4,317.92. $4,317.92. Royalties are 25%. The second bid on track 42940 is for a portion containing 296.64 acres. The bidder is Cathexis Oil and Gas, LLC. Cathexis Oil and Gas, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $299,903.04. $299,903.04, or a per acre value of $1,011. Annual rentals are $149,951.52. $149,951.52. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 42941. We did receive one bid on track 42942, advertises 2,389 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 874.65 acres. The bidder is Harold J. Anderson, Inc. Harold J. Anderson, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $311,375.40. $311,375.40, or a per acre value of $356. Annual rentals are $155,688. $155,688. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks, 42943 through 42949. We did receive one bid on track 42950. Advertises 2,467.58 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 394.14 acres, and the bidder is Theophilus Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theophilus Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $148,590.78. $148,590.78, or a per acre value of $377. Annual rentals are $74,295.39. $74,295.39. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 42951. We did receive one bid on track 42952, advertised as 2,488.72 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 375.77 acres. The bidder is Castec Energy Partners, LP. Castech Energy Partners, LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $228,092.39. $228,092.39. Or a per acre value of $607. Annual rentals are $114,046.20. $114,046.20. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 42953, advertised as 516.35 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 105.81 acres. The bidder is Castech Energy Partners, LP. Castech Energy Partners, LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $37,245.12. $37,245.12. Or a per acre value of $352. Annual rentals are $18,622.56. $18,622.56. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 42954, advertises 0.94 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Castech Energy Partners, LP. Castech Energy Partners, LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $330.88. $330.88, or a per acre value of $352. Annual rentals are $165.44. $165.44. Royalties are 25%. That will complete the opening and reading of the bids for today's lease sale.
We will adjourn the opening of the bids meeting. The committee meeting should start around 9:30. Thank you.
Okay, it's after 9:30. We'll get started.
Good morning. The Lease Review Committee will now be called into session. Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Harper, Mr. Cordero,
here.
Mr. Diaz, Mr. Ingram, Mr. Martin, Mr. Sanders, Ms. Smith, and Mr. Klein. We have a quorum. I designate Mr. Talbert and Mr. Bradbury to present the agenda, please.
Good morning, Chairman Smith, members of the board. I'm here to present the lease review agenda today. All the board members should have a binder containing information related to this agenda. Let's start with how many active leases there are. 1,896 active leases covering nearly 848,000 acres. The G&E staff reviewed since the last board meeting some 190 leases covering 94,000 acres. And of that 190, there are 5 leases to discuss in more detail today. We'll begin with State Lease 195C, Quarantine Bay Field. It's operated by Cox Operating, LLC. Committee last reviewed this lease on March 2012. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to grant Cox operating 6 months after the completion of the 195 QQ number 365 well to provide a plan of development for the remaining non-producing acreage. By letter dated September 11, 2012, Cox reported that they successfully sidetracked the 195 QQ number 43 into the 14 sand on June 24, 2012, becoming the first well in the field capable to produce the 14 sand. This new pay sand has begun a new geologic field evaluation to find additional reservoirs in the 14 sand. Cox has also reported that they have completed or worked over a total of 5 wells on the lease, which was the result of a new well review program involving the use of a pulse neutron tool to evaluate each well. The state lease 195 QQ number 365 continues to produce at a high rate of 1,000 barrels of oil a day, and throughout 2012, given the average field total oil production of 1,925 barrels per day for the year. This is an increase of 839 barrels per day from 2011. And lastly, Cox reported that recently had a meeting with the Office of Conservation concerning a P&A program for the field. The staff is recommending accepting Cox report and granting Cox until April 10, 2013 to report on their continued development on the lease. Our next lease is State Lease 799, Grand Isle Block 16, Energy 21 is our lessee. The committee last reviewed this lease on April 11, 2012. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to grant Energy 21 until October 10, 2012 to report on remedial efforts to the high pipeline pressure problem and any other lease activity. By letter dated September 13, 2012, Energy 21 reported that the pipeline pressure problem was corrected by the installation of a new field compressor, which allowed for the State Lease 799 number 1 and 2 wells to be brought back on production. In addition, Energy 21 reported that there are no immediate drilling plans on the lease. Current production contributing to the lease is approximately 100,000 MCF a month and 431 barrels per month. Staff recommends accepting Energy 21's report and granting Energy 21 until April 10, 2013 to submit a plan of development affecting the non-producing portions of the lease. Moving on to State Lease 3762 and 3763 of Vermilion Block 16, Harvest Oil and Gas is our lessee. Committee last reviewed these leases on June 13, 2012. The board adopted the committee's recommendation that Harvest Oil and Gas provide a status update on the State Lease 3763 number 14 well. By email dated September 28, 2012, Harvest Saratoga reported that State Lease 3763 number 14 was drilled to a TD of 16,200 feet and logged several pay sands in the well. An attempt to complete the deepest pay sand, the upper MA4, was made but encountered problems that resulted in abandoning the completion. Harvest Saratoga is presently making efforts to complete the next pay sand, which is the LFH sand in the wellbore. Harvest Saratoga report they have spent over $24 million on this well. Staff recommends that Harvest Saratoga, upon completion in the LFH sand, send a completion report on the State Lease 3763 number 14 well within 15 days to the Office of Mineral Resources. And lastly, is State Lease 173, Caddo Pine Island Field, Gemini Exploration. The committee last reviewed this lease on May 15, 2012. The board adopted the committee's recommendation that by December 12, 2012, the Gemini Exploration provide P&A reports of the 4 wells or drill reports on the 2 wells. By letter dated September 17, 2012, Gemini provided 4 P&A reports supporting their goal of P&Aing 4 wells per year. The average production per month on this lease is 1,200 barrels of oil. Staff recommends accepting Gemini's report and granting Gemini until April 10, 2013 to report on any new P&A activity and their continued efforts to develop the lease. Are there any questions?
Senator, please. I have a question. Which one of these, is it the first lease, 195C, that we discussed at the agenda meeting that the board and the staff pressed them to develop?
That's correct. We had put Cox on demand to drill an obligatory well in the field, and which they did, and as a result, it resulted in quite a significant producer.
That's the how many barrels a day?
1,000 barrels.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. There aren't any more questions. The force majeure report. There are no new updates to that report today.
Are there any questions or comments from the board? Any public comments at this time? I need a motion and a second to accept and approve.
Sanders.
All reports, reviews, and recommendations by the staff. I have a motion from Mr. Sanders, a second from Mr. Arnold. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I need a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. I have a motion from Mr. Sanders, a second from Mr. Arnold. The lease review committee is now adjourned. Thank you.
I'd like to call to order the Nomination Tract Evaluation Committee meeting. At this time, we'll have a roll call. Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Schutz, Mr. Diaz, Mr. Ingram, Mr. Morton, Mr. Sanders,
present.
Mr. Smith, Mrs. Smith, Mr. Klein. We have a quorum. Good morning, Mr. Fontenot. I hereby appoint you as my designee to present the agenda items.
Good morning, Mr. Cordero, ladies and gentlemen. Previous approval by the board was granted to the staff to process and advertise 50 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journal of the parish where the lands are located for today's lease sale. 41 nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the December 12, 2012 lease sale are pending approval by the board for advertising. The staff recommends that they be given the authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the December 12, 2012 lease sale.
I need a motion and second to accept the staff's motion by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Segura. Any public comment on this item? Any comment from the committee? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes. Motion second to adjourn nomination track evaluation. Motion by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Arnold. All in favor? Any opposed? The committee is adjourned.
Good morning. I'd like to call the Audit Review Committee to order. Take a roll call. Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Diaz?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Klein? And myself, we do have a quorum. Good morning, Rachel. How are you doing?
Good morning.
I'd like to also give you the authorization to present everything to us today.
Thank you. Item number one is a recoupment request from Contango Operators Incorporated for an overpayment in the amount of $512,993.89. State lease numbers involved are 18860, 19155, 19261, 18640, 19269, and 19397. For the sales month of August 2011, Contango erroneously paid oil twice. The first was an estimate, and the second was based on actual volumes. The staff has reviewed the documentation and confirmed the overpayment and recommends that Contango Operators Incorporated be allowed to recoup this overpayment from future royalties.
You've heard of staff's report and recommendation?
Move to approve.
Mr. Sanders to approve.
Second
by Ms. Segura. Any comments or questions from the public? Any comments or questions from the committee? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, it is approved. Item two.
Item number two is a recoupment request from Harvest Group, LLC, for an overpayment in the amount of $95,033.80. The state lease number involved is 16823. For the sales month of March 2012, Harvest paid oil royalties based on incorrect volumes and values on an incorrect LU number. This resulted in an overpayment. Staff has reviewed the documentation and confirmed the overpayment and recommends that Harvest Group, LLC, be allowed to recoup this overpayment from future royalties.
You have staff's report and recommendation. Do I have a motion?
Move, Sanders.
Move by Mr. Sanders to approve the recoupment. Second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions from the public? Any comments or questions from the committee? Do I hear anyone opposed? Hearing none. The motion passes. Item three, please.
Item number three is a recoupment request from Harvest Oil and Gas, LLC, for an overpayment in the amount of $47,743.41. The state lease number involved is 195. For the sales month of March 2011, Harvest paid oil royalties based on incorrect volumes and values for an incorrect LU number. This resulted in an overpayment. Staff has reviewed the documentation and confirmed the overpayment and recommends that Harvest Oil and Gas, LLC, be allowed to recoup this overpayment from future royalties.
Once again, you hear staff's report and recommendation. Do you have a motion?
Question, please.
Yes, sir.
Sure, Mr. Sanders has a question.
All of these recoupment dollars come from future royalties.
Yes.
And, for example, the first one there with Contango, that was a one-month dual payment. So the next month, assuming that their production was relatively the same, they've already, and they didn't have to send us any royalties.
They overpaid. Correct. They overpaid it. So they'll recoup it from their next royalty report.
That's the process for all of items 1 through 3.
Today, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Any other comments or questions from the committee? Still waiting on a motion to approve.
Move.
Move by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Cordero. Any comments or questions from the public? Any further comments or questions from the committee? Anyone opposed? Hearing none. Item passes. Item four, please.
Item number four is a penalty waiver request from Energy 21 GOM LLC for a penalty in the amount of $101,361.11 billed for the late payment of royalty. On March 26, 2012, Energy 21 paid the state a total of $661,011.13 in late royalty for December 2010 through January 2012. This payment was not related to a field audit. Royalty was outstanding less than 3 years. Energy 21 was late in remitting their royalty payment because the money had been escrowed as allowed in policy and stated in an OMR letter dated November 29, 2010, after which royalty was paid timely. Energy 21 paid $21,132.03 in interest charges on July 24, 2012. Based upon cause and in accordance with the penalty waiver protocol, staff is recommending a 100% waiver. The amount of the reduction would be $101,361.11 with no balance due the state.
Any comments or questions from the committee? Mr. Segura?
Move to accept.
Second, Sanders.
Move by Mr. Segura, second by Mr. Sanders. Any comments or questions from the public? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion and item passes.
Item number five is a penalty waiver request from Swift Energy Operating, LLC, for a penalty in the amount of $254,685.33 billed for the late payment of royalty. On June 6, 2011, Swift paid the state a total of $778,798.03 in late royalty for the period January 2005 through December 2006. This payment was not related to a field audit. SWIFT was late in remitting payment because prior period adjustments for NGLs was inadvertently posted in a non-recurring manner to a temporary suspense account. Filing of amendments for the additional royalty was further delayed by staffing changes and a system conversion. SWIFT discovered the underpayment through an internal audit and promptly contacted the Mineral Income Division and remitted payment. SWIFT Operating LLC was billed and paid $296,611.80 in interest charges. In accordance with the penalty waiver protocol, staff is recommending that no penalty be waived because the royalty was outstanding more than 6 years. The amount owed would remain $254,685.33. It is the policy of the Office of Mineral Resources to treat all items submitted on a single state royalty report as a whole. In determining the outstanding royalty period for late payments, the earliest disposition date on the report is used. Penalty protocol allows for a 75% reduction for royalty that's outstanding 3 years or less, 50% reduction for royalty outstanding 6 years or less, and no reduction for royalty outstanding more than 6 years. SWIFT state royalty report was submitted on June 6, 2011. The total royalty outstanding more than 6 years on this report is $40,149.22. This includes the royalty that would be due between the months of February 2005 and May 2005. And we do have representatives from SWIFT here that would like to address the board.
Please come forward. Good morning, gentlemen. Please state your name for the record.
Good morning.
Thank you.
I'm Barry Turcotte. I'm the controller of SWIFT Energy.
I'm Carl Murray. I'm director of all operations accounting.
And we also have Richard Kimberlin, our director of land, with us.
I'm guessing y'all asking for a reduction, right? Go ahead, state your case.
As some of you may recall, we were here a little over a year ago in order to come in and request a penalty waiver. Just to give you some background, so some of this may sound familiar, we've actually been focusing on account reconciliations the last few years. We did have a system conversion several years ago, and since then we've been reconciling accounts, of course, but we keep digging deeper and deeper. Just to give you some numbers, the amount of royalties we paid, it was a little less, or the amount we were off was a little less than 1% for the royalties paid in that period. So it wasn't although it accumulated to a large number, it wasn't a significant amount of the overall royalties we had paid. We've, just giving you some numbers here, have focused, of course, on Louisiana, very important to SWIFT Energy. For the last 5 years, we've paid about $250 million in royalties, a little over that in severance tax. So we do have some big numbers there. It's, as I mentioned, Louisiana is very important to us, and account reconciliations and paying what is due is important to us. So we continue to, anytime we have open account recs, continue to go as far back as we can and pay what's due and pay whatever penalties are associated with that, and interest. So it's our policy. We're not waiting for an audit. I believe from the conversation we had about a year ago, the chair did ask that the revenue group come in and do an audit for recent years. That is not complete, but I think it's almost complete, and at this point no real substantial findings from that. So we seem to be good for recent years.
Correct. As I understand it, audit has been going on for about 6 or 8 months now?
Correct.
And since it was such a big player, it would take a long time. And this was found in their own accordance, correct?
Correct, through an internal audit done by SWIFT.
And the staff recommendation is based on our guidelines we set forth?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Right. From what I understand from the spreadsheet that I saw, the penalty that is over 6 years is a little over $3,000?
That's correct. The penalty remained attributed to the amount that was the amount of royalty outstanding in excess of 6 years is just over $3,000.
And the remainder of it is between 3 and 6?
Yes, sir.
So according to protocol, the remainder that was between 3 and 6 would be?
A 50%.
50% waiver?
Yes. I'm sorry. Yes, 50%.
Okay. And the amount over 6 years would be 100%.
Nothing.
I won't take any comments or questions from the committee.
Please, or comment.
Yes, sir, Mr. Sanders.
It seems to me that there are equities in favor of, as a single board member, in favor of the payor here. We have the discretion to grant some equity rights if we agree on that. I want to be sure that I understand it. I listened to you very carefully at the committee meeting the other day. There's just a small percentage of no payment that triggers the six-year full payment.
Yes, sir. It was only $40,000 that was outstanding in excess of 6 years.
And that's 40 out of a total of what?
$778,000.
That's my position.
Any other comments or recommendations? Yeah. I would like to see a motion come forward since I can't make a motion.
I'll make your motion. I move that we waive the penalty under our equity provisions that we have as a board to I'm making the assumption, and I have one question before we address this.
Go ahead, make the question before the motion, sir.
Thank you. Do you have, in your judgment, Mr. Burkott and others, procedures and protocols in place to catch items such as this or discover them? Because it is a long time, mm-hmm. and it could be devastating to the state if we had several million dollars over. Well, not devastating, but certainly would be, not be in our best interest mm-hmm. Taking care of the state's interest. Do you have those in place?
Yes, we do. We've made a few changes the last few years. Notably, I took over about 2.5 years ago with an emphasis on account reconciliations, getting it right. We brought Carl in about a little less than 2 years ago to help bolster that effort as well. So we've definitely staffed up, gotten more sophisticated on our internal reviews. I can tell you I wouldn't be here next year if we continued to have these errors.
Thank you.
Nor would I.
Welcome to your comments. Thank you.
I mean, I would be open to accept the motion of 50% waiver.
What was your motion?
I have a motion to waive all of the penalty.
So 100% penalty waiver?
Yes, sir.
Do I have a second?
Let me ask a question. You're making a motion to waive $254,000?
Yes, sir.
I second that motion.
Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? All right. All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Please raise your hands. So we have 5 in favor, 100% in favor. Okay. Motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Burkott and others.
Thank you.
Item number 6 is a staff report to the committee that the election for October 2012 gas royalty is to be paid on a processed basis at the Discovery plant at LaRose and the Sea Robin plant at Henry for the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement.
Thank you, Rachel. That includes everything on the agenda. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Heck.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
We're called to order the Legal and Title Controversy Committee. First, the roll call, Mr. Segura. Mr. Arnold. Mr. Harper. Mr. Cadera.
Here.
Mr. Diaz. Mr. Ingram. Mr. Morton. Sanders present. Darrell Smith.
Here.
Helen Smith. We have a quorum.
Excuse me, I need to interrupt for a second, Mr. Sanders. Is there a representative from the Caddo Parish Commission here? Okay, the geologist had a question about their bid.
Designate anything further? plan. I'm sorry you're... Oh, I'm slighted you again this morning. I'm sorry. Thank you. Mr. Heck and Ms. Dewey, I designate you to report today.
Thank you.
All right, item...
How are you this morning?
Good.
Good.
Good. All right, item one is a request for final approval of a lease amendment with Chevron USA on state leases 20571, 572, 573, 574, 575, and 576 to include the oil shut-in payment provision plus the other mandatory paragraphs. It's on the docket as item number 12-31. And the staff does recommend final approval.
Second. I can't second. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Chair, second. Thank you, Mr. Segura. Any comment from the public? Any comment or discussion from the board? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, motion carries.
Okay. Item number two is a request for final approval of an operating agreement between the state and Louisiana Onshore Properties, LLC, involving a tract of land containing 0.694 acres, more or less, which was a portion of former state lease 19945. The board has previously given the staff authority to negotiate this operating agreement. It has been negotiated. The document itself is executed, has been properly advertised, and it is on the docket as item number 12-33, and the staff does recommend final approval.
What's the pleasure of the board? Thank you, Mr. Arnold. Thank you, Mr. Kaler. Any public comment on this matter? Any board comment or discussion? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Okay. Item numbers 3 through 9, or excuse me, lease amendments by Hillcore Energy 1 LP. 3 is for state lease 2652. It is on the docket as item number 12-34. 4 is state lease 2651. It is on the docket as 12-35. Number 5 is state lease 3279. It is on the docket as 12-36. 6 is state lease 3010. It's on the docket as item 12-37. Number 7 is state lease 3052. It is on the docket as 12-38. 8 is state lease 15736. It is on the docket as 12-39. 9 is state lease 2234. It is on the docket as 12-40. Each of these are to add the force majeure clause and the other mandatory clauses to all of these leases. And the staff does recommend final approval of these items. They have been properly advertised.
Pleasure the board. Thank you, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Segura for the motion, Mr. Arnold for the second. Is there any public comment concerning these particular items? Is there any board comment or discussion? Any objection to the motion? Hear none, the motion carries.
Okay. Item number 10 is an amendment submitted, excuse me, by Gulf Explorer LLC, which created the Gulf Production Company Main Pass Block 49 Field Voluntary Unit A. This unit previously included state leases 19445, 19446, and 20160. And they are seeking to add additional lease to the unit. They have come in and talked to the staff, have shown the staff that the new lease does contain acreage which goes into the unit acreage, and it is something that this company will do development of. So the staff does recommend that this item be approved. It has been properly advertised. It is on the docket as 12-41, and they are seeking to add state leases 20762 and 20764, which accumulate about 381.98 acres total. So the staff does recommend approval of the adding of these two leases to the unit. It is a voluntary unit.
Much pleasure of the board.
Move to accept staff's
recommendation. Thank you, Mr. Segura. Do I hear a second? Thank you, Ms. Smith. Any comment from the public on this matter? Any comment or discussion by the board? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Okay. Item number 11 is a request by the staff to rescind as a state lease number 21026, which was awarded at August the 8th, 2012, mineral lease sale, because this was, in fact, a state agency lease. And so what was done is it's been put on a state agency lease form, and the staff is requesting that the board approve this as a state agency lease rather than a state lease. What this does is it allows the successful bidder, the new lessee, not to have to pay the $20 per acre, which would be on an ordinary state lease. So that will be refunded. But everything else remains the same. It was the property was duly advertised correctly, and so everything was done correctly. It was just put on and awarded as a state lease rather than a state agency lease.
I make a motion to approve.
Thank you for the motion.
Second.
Mr. Segura, thank you for the second. Any public comment or discussion on this matter? Any board comment or discussion on this matter? Chair hearing none, the motion carries.
Item number 12 is a request by Bremer Engineering, Inc. for an extension of a previously granted authority to escrow funds attributable to Unit Track 7 of the 15,000-foot RCSUA unit located in Section 36, Township 14 South, Range 5 West. This authority was granted. It is up prior to this meeting, but they are preparing to file a concursus. And so rather than go through the process, we would ask that the board would just extend the authority to escrow the funds until the concursus is filed. The staff does recommend this. This is on State Lease 20361.
Make a motion to grant authority.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold. Thank you, Mr. Diaz, for the second. Do we have a time limit on which they are.
Usually it's for no more than 90 days, which was what your original authority was. But in this case, they are preparing a concursus, which should be filed probably next week. And so you only need, give them another 90 days, but they won't need it.
Thank you very much.
Just to clarify, the original 90 days expired yesterday, so we're asking that the new 90-day period be approved retroactive to yesterday.
That's fine with my motion.
I'm sorry, Mr.
I'd like to amend my motion to include 90 days starting on October 9th. Thank you.
Second on the amendment.
Any objection to the amendment of the motion? Hear none. Any comment from the board? Any objection to the motion? Chair hearing none, the motion carries.
Item 13 is for discussion in executive session of litigation that has been filed.
Be in executive session.
Move to go on recess for executive session.
Thank you. Segura?
Move to come out of executive session.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. Any objection? Proceed, please.
Okay. On item number 13, based upon discussion in executive session, the staff is recommending that the board ratify an initial offer of settlement made by its attorneys, and also to authorize further negotiations within the parameters discussed in the executive session.
Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold, for the second. Any public comment on this matter? Any board discussion or comment on the matter? Any objection by the board? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you, Mr.
That is all on the agenda.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Tech. Second. Objection. Thank you very much.
We'll call the docket review committee to order. We'll call the roll. Mr. Segura, he's here. Mr. Arnold, he's here too. Mr. Harper, Mr. Cadera,
he's here.
Mr. Ingram, Mr. Martin, Mr. Sanders, Mr. Smith.
I'm present. Thank you.
Ms. Smith, Chip. We have a quorum. The staff please present its recommendation to the committee. Mr. Dennis, would you please?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
The staff of the Petroleum Lands Division of the Office of Mineral Resources has reviewed those items requiring board approval for the October 10, 2012 docket and recommends the following. For Category A, state agency leases, please approve item number 1. For Category B, state lease transfers, please approve items number 1 through items number 9. Item 10, approved subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. Please approve items number 11 through items 13. For Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries State Agency lease transfers, there were no items submitted for this category. For Category D, advertised proposals, please approve items number 1 through items number 11, and that will complete the staff's recommendations to the docket review committee.
Are there any public comments to the staff's recommendations? Any comments of the board? Do I have a motion to accept the staff's recommendation?
Move, Sanders.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Do I have a motion to adjourn the docket review committee? Do I have a motion and a second. Committee is adjourned.
Board meeting will convene at 11.
All right. I'd like to call the board meeting to order. A roll call, Ms. Talley.
Mr. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Arnold. Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Diaz. Mr. Ingram, Mr. Morton, Mr. Sanders, Mr. Smith, Ms. Smith, Mr. Klein.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have 8 members present and a quorum.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. Item 2 is the election of the chairman and vice chairman.
I'd like to make a motion to accept Paul Segura as our chairman.
All right.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Do we have any other discussion or comments? Any public comments? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. The second part of item 2 is the election of a vice chairman. Do we have a motion or a selection for vice chairman? I would. Mr. Yep.
All right, I'll make a motion for Mr. Arnold.
Okay, we have a motion for Mr. Tom Arnold as the vice chairman.
Second.
Do we have a second? Second by Mr. Sanders. Any discussion? Any questions? Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Mr. Arnold is Vice Chairman.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Item three is action of the Mineral Board, State Mineral and Energy Board, to ratify some documents signed by the Vice Chairman in place of the Chairman.
I make a motion to ratify.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold to ratify those documents. It was seconded by Mr. Sanders. Any discussion or questions? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? And the motion carries. Item 4 is the approval of the September 12, 2012 minutes. Do we have a motion to approve those minutes? We have a motion by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Cordero. Any questions or discussion? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? And motion carries. Item 5 is the adoption of the committee recommendations. A, Lease Review Committee. B, Nomination and Track Committee. C, Audit Committee. D, Legal and Title Controversy Committee. C, Docket Review Committee. Any discussions or questions? We have a motion to approve by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Those committee recommendations are approved. Item 6 is the executive session for our technical briefing. Are we ready for that? Do we have a motion for executive session? Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. All in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. We'll be in executive session for a short period for our technical briefing. We'll be right back. Thank you. All right, I'd like to entertain a motion to go back in regular session from executive session. Do I have a motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Schutz? All in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. We're back in regular session. Mr. Vaughn, would you give us the technical, give us your review of the bids?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. First track, 42931, we're recommending that the bid by Eaglestone Energy Partners.
Hello.
Test.
Better.
The volume's a little low.
Test. There you go. Okay. Track number 42931. The staff recommends that the bid by Eaglestone Energy Partners be rejected for insufficient consideration, and we are recommending that the board re-advertise this track at a later date with minimums. On track number 42934. The staff recommends that the bid by Classic Petroleum be rejected for insufficient consideration. And track number 42940, the staff recommends that the bid by Catexas Oil and Gas be accepted. The Castex Energy bid falls within the portion bid by Catexas, and so we're recommending the Catexas bid. As to the remaining tracks receiving bids, we're recommending that those bids be accepted.
All right. Do we have any discussion or questions on those bids?
I'll make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders, to accept the staff's recommendation of those bids and award them as leases. Any further discussion or questions? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. And those bids are awarded as leases. Item 8 is the announcements. Do we have any announcements, Ms. Talley?
Yes, sir. We have a couple of announcements. The total for today's lease sale was $1,360,942.60, bringing the fiscal year-to-date total to a little over $7.1 million. Next month's lease sale is on November the 14th. Please make a note that Monday the 12th is a state holiday and the offices will be closed. And the deadline for submitting bids remains at 12 noon on Tuesday the 13th.
All right. Thank you. Also in the back of your packet is a mineral board report for you to look through and bring home. So if there are no further announcements, I'd like to entertain a motion for adjournment. Moved by Mr. Sanders, seconded by Mr. Cordero. Any questions, any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed, that motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you, and we'll see you next month.